This is Mike Mays, and you're in The Sports Maze, helping fans navigate the storylines of sports. Whether 6 weeks until the playoffs, or in other words, it's time for most of the NBA players to start making their vacation plans. Hello to all of you in the United States on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mike Mays, and you're in The Sports Maze. Keep this number handy. We'll be taking your calls later at 760-454-7012. 760-454-7012. We've got to say goodbye to Garrett Anderson, retired today from the California Angels of Los Angeles, formerly of Anaheim, the Ducks. He's gone. He's out of there. But he had a very esteemed, honorable career, and I don't think he will ever be accused of using any performance-enhancing drugs, nor will he make it to the Hall of Fame on the merits of his statistics. But Garrett, have a great retirement. We'll see you somewhere down the third or first base line. With that being said, this is the NBA season's last 6 weeks before a potential strike, lockout, greed out, call it what you want, but it's millionaires versus billionaires. And who really loses out are the fans. Because it's the fans like you and I that are going to be losing out on games, player emphasis on conditioning, and the ticket prices are going to go up. But they want to be showed the money. Yeah. Oh, that wasn't the player saying it. That's the owner saying, show me the money. That's what it's all about for them. And very few owners and very few other media personalities have talked about the fans getting it in the pants on this one. But without the fans, the players make no money and the owners make no money. Essentially, the sport is dead. But there's not much to be said for the fans. Just wait until the fans have a strike-shortened season and get together in a unified group and boycott the first 5 games of an NFL season. Everybody laughs about it and says, huh, impossible, that'll never happen. Well, stranger things have happened. Take a look over here at the NBA. San Antonio, impervious to injury this year, has had their first significant injury. Tony Parker is down, and he might be out for up to 6 weeks. They lose a game. I thought it would be my dark horse candidate for NBA's most valuable player of the year, who would go down first, and that was Manu Ginobili. The Spurs' one-loss record goes up about 20 to 25 games over a 60 to 80-game season when he's playing from when he's on the bench. Take a look at number 20, Manu Ginobili. Quite a difference. There was a full slate in basketball today, but we'll start off in Minnesota. Former Laker coach and former Laker head coach, Kurt Rambis, great guy, nice guy, but is having his troubles as a head coach in Minnesota, dropped another one to the Lakers, and conceivably Phil Jackson's last trip as a head coach to Minnesota. And Everybody is saying that the Lakers have flipped the switch. Well, do you believe that there is actually a flip to be switched onto? Or are the Lakers just, is this the new age athlete? Just being a little bit lackadaisical with their guaranteed contracts. There's already 60 of the 82 regular season games that have been played. Remember, NBA players have guaranteed contracts. Whether they play, get injured, or act like children, they get paid. Case in point, the Los Angeles Clippers waited 2 full seasons for Baron Davis to have some kind of trade value. This is the highest trade value that Baron Davis has had since the Clippers acquired Blake Griffin 2 years ago. They had to sit on their hands while the ever-injured Baron Davis and slothful, that means lazy Baron, Baron Davis took his sweet time and milked his injuries. And worse than that, he is doing something that is bad for the clubhouse. And this type of behavior is not specific to the NBA, but it's also something that happens in baseball dugouts and football locker rooms. And when I get back, I'll tell you why the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be giving up their $80 million banked quarterback. You're in the Sports Maze with Mike Maze at 760-454-7012. In the Sports Maze with Mike Maze, brought to you by Stiffy Automotive Products, STIFFY, for the finest in Stiffy Automotive Products. Just go to the web at STIFFY. Have you had your Stiffy today? Lifetime guaranteed products on antenna whips and quick releases. There is no better product in the world. Stiffy. STIFFY. You can find them at all your local dealers as well. But you can go direct, tell them Mike sent you over on the Sports Maze and get a special gift. We're also brought to you by Drew's Tickets. I've known Drew for years, and this guy's a straight-up mensch. He'll get you the best tickets anywhere in the United States. Area code 818-990-9170. Reach him on the web at drewstickets@gmail.com. All the ticket agents buy from him as well. Drew's Tickets. That's area code 818-990-9170. Mention that you heard this ad on Sports Maze. Sports Maze, just tell that to Drew and you'll get free shipping on your next order of tickets. And we're going to talk about this $80 million quarterback that doesn't want to be earning his $80 million in just one moment. But before that, we're going to talk about a disease that affects all of the United States. Compulsive overeating. And there are a series of questions that are set up for you on the Overeaters Anonymous website. Just to ask, is Overeaters Anonymous for you? Are you a compulsive overeater? And all you have to do is go to oa.org and you'll find out. You can go to these free meetings, and then after looking at these few questions, you can find out, is OA for you? And only you can decide that question. No one else can make this decision for you. OA is there now and enables you a life to live without the need for excess food. They at OA believe that compulsive eating is a progressive illness. One, like alcoholism and some other illnesses, can be arrested. Remember, there is no shame in admitting that you have a problem, and most important thing to do is to do something about it. That's OA.org. There's free websites, meeting information. That's OA.org. This is Sports Maze with Mike Maze. And we're talking about that one quarterback, former USC Heisman Trophy winner. That's right, Carson Palmer once out. He once out of Cincinnati. Well, not like LeBron won it out of Cleveland, because LeBron has much more clout and much more success ratios. But how arrogant of Carson Palmer to throw the gauntlet down at age 31 with no Super Bowl rings and to say, I've got $80 million in the bank, trade me or I'll just retire and live off my big bucks. Don't be surprised if you are jettisoned to a city far less desirable than Cincinnati, like Cleveland. Tonight's NBA schedule. It's finals from Indiana. Indiana beat Golden State. Monta Ellis can go off for 45 points. And we'll give you those scores first, then we'll give you the highlights and recaps later, but he didn't. And Golden State, as well as Indiana, they're planning their vacations as Indiana defeated Golden State 109-100. Orlando at home beat the mighty New York Knicks All-Stars, or as I call it, part of Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars. And that circus lost to Orlando 116-110. But the very hot Dallas Mavericks playing in Philadelphia were the victors 101-93. And Dallas is looking good and looking strong, but they're not going to take it out of the second round. They will win the first round, but they'll get stopped in the second. That's just their destiny. But do love to hear Mark Cuban's comments. Over in, I was just looking about how Dwight Howard did score 30 points to dump Melo's Knicks. Pretty interesting. We'll get over to that in a second. Toronto at home defeated New Orleans. I don't know what's happening with that team. If Chris Paul is just being nice to try to set that team up with a lottery pick or something like that, I'm just not sure. But they should be beating Toronto even on the road, but they lost. And here's an embarrassing team, two embarrassing teams in the East, Milwaukee and Detroit. Milwaukee defeating Detroit 92-90, but Detroit, because they have such talented players that are acting like complete jackasses, new age players, disrespectful to the game. They're really not completely new age, but they're acting like that. Tayshaun Prince was a respectful, you know, not superstar, but could be if he was with the right mix of players. Ben Wallace, old school journeyman, put on the hard hat and rolled up his sleeves and went to work every day. Rip Hamilton. And you get these guys, Villanueva, not showing up for practice. And then not showing up to play when those hard-working fans, and every fan deserves 100% performance out of the players. What is it? You know, the fans are going to be upset. The owners are going to win the negotiations, and the players are going to go, what the heck just happened here? Well, you're going to get smacked down. Your contracts are not going to be guaranteed any longer, and they're going to be shorter duration for the money you're going for. The only people that I feel for, the only athletes that I really feel for, are the football players and not the rookie contracts that are getting the LaMarcus, Russell, $60 million to S and Fresh Ribs and McDonald's until he can't even play on the field. No, not those type of contracts. But the players need to get a little more guarantee in football because the duration of their career is so short, and they need more pensions for the rest of their life, a little more money, and better health care for the rest of their life. And that's what I have to say about that. Baseball screwed themselves years ago, and hockey will never make a full return if they ever were going to. Back to the NBA in Minnesota. The Lakers defeat the Timberwolves 90-79. Did Kevin Love continue on his journey towards double-doubles? More on that in a moment. In Memphis, there you go, no Tony Parker, and Memphis defeat. Memphis has gotten stronger, actually, but they do defeat San Antonio 109-93. Lakers aren't going to catch them. Dallas won't catch them. Unless there's just a total collapse. Anything can happen, but it's just very hard. And we'll get into those hard numbers of game recaps and full scoreboards in just a minute. And in Portland, here's a team. Portland at home gets demolished by Houston, 103-87. It's like, what's going on here? Just unbelievable. What do you have to say about that? Call in 760-454-7012, 760-454-7012. You can be in the sports maze. Let's see, do we have a caller up? If we do, hang in there. Sorry if I was just spacing out on you. Yeah, I saw we did and I dropped you. My bad on that. All right, let's go around the league and tear some games apart and see what the heck was going on. I don't like the way this reads here. Okay, now I do. All right. We have the Magic beating the Knicks. This box score is not the way I like it. I like to see every player and more. And all right, we'll just go look at more box score here. Okay, let's take a look at the Magic and the Knicks. Okay, because the Magic should be beating the Knicks. Even though the Magic are the home team. Everybody was healthy. Carmelo played his 38 minutes, 25 points, but he wasn't efficient. He went 8 for 24. That happens with great players who don't have anybody around. Well, he does. He's got Amari around him. He went 10 for 17. Not bad. And then Chauncey Billups went 4 for 12. 30 points. You only have three players. What's going on here? You only have three players that scored in double figures. That's what happened over in New York. Shane Williams had 8 points. Landry Fields had 6 points. Yeah, that's the problem. And any rebounds there at all? Landry Fields had 11. Good game for him, but yeah, Orlando just had a monster game out of Dwight Howard and Jason Richardson. Good numbers from them. The bench just destroyed New York's bench. Quentin Richardson, J.J. Redick, and Ryan Anderson. Yeah, they had a game. And that's with Gilbert Arenas. Let's see. He didn't play, and Malik Allen was given the night off as well. Okay, so anything could happen there. Let's take apart another game here of interest. That's actually the most interesting game. Is there anything else here on tonight's scoreboard? No, nothing else really interesting. You expected Dallas to win. Anything here in football? Any fantasy baseball players out there? No? All right, then we'll skip fantasy. Okay, in the NFL... They're talking about, there's a judge that does back the players in the TV problems there. And Carson Palmer, I'll never play for the Bengals again. And Jets are going to bring back LaDainian Tomlinson in 2011. Well, that makes sense. Let's see. And the college basketball is warming up a little bit. You know what's always fun is to see what the odds are. We can let that go for right now. Rumor mill. Okay. Because there's always some good rumors in basketball, like... well, everybody, it's no rumor about Carson Palmer. He wants out. So 6 weeks. Are there any travel agents out there that have booked the vacations for some of these NBA stars? Now, you don't have to say who. Let's just just talk teams, you know, and say yeah, where they're going and all that. Because there's only a certain amount of teams that can make it in each conference. Let's take a look at these great records here. We'll start in the Pacific Division. We have the Sacramento Kings, which will be the Los Angeles Kings of Anaheim. Now, there has to be a deal there saying that they cannot call themselves the Los Angeles Kings of Anaheim. They have to always be called the Sacramento or the Anaheim or the California Kings. They cannot pull that dirty dog deal like Art Marino did with the Angels. The Angels are no more the Los Angeles Angels than Disneyland is Los Angeles. It's just not. It was a dirty dog deal, and it doesn't sound right. It doesn't pass the smell test. But, you know, I thought that Kurt Rambis made a mistake by not taking that two-year Clipper King job. Just, you know, he'd be closer to L.A. where he spent so many years and closer to his wife and home. Minnesota is only one game worse than Sacramento. So if all weather is, well, the weather's not the same, but if that doesn't mean anything to him, he's got one more year on his contract and a pretty decent group of, I see much greater upside with the Timberwolves than with the Kings, that's for sure. At least there's no kooks in there. Locker room like there is over in Sacramento. Let's see. Houston, 31-31. Oh, they're not going to make the playoffs in the West, but would a 500 team make it in the Eastern Conference? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sure they would. A 500 team would. Because you only have Boston at 741 and New York at 517, and then you have Chicago at 707. So that's three teams. Miami at 717. That's four teams. Orlando at 639. Atlanta at 600. The Lakers just whooped their butt. Oklahoma City. Okay, well, we're back in the West. So. That's like four or five teams that are only above that are above 500 in the East, and then you have Philadelphia at 500. So that means that that Houston would definitely be in the playoffs. Phoenix would be in the playoffs. Utah at 525 that just totally imploded. With Darren Williams, and more will be revealed there. So much going on in basketball. Do you think there's going to be a season next year? Shouldn't be a lockout. Well, I want to thank you for listening in tonight to the Sports Maze with Mike Maze. Tomorrow will be another exciting show. BlogTalkRadio.com. You have been amazing. Studios of Gold.